So, question from Raj Parikshit Prabhu. Why is it that we can't link with the Lord with Sakya as a form of devotional service when Vallabhacharya has recommended that, and also when when that is considered Sakya sometimes, when that is considered Sahajiyayik sometimes. So what exactly is the correct understanding? There are two different things over here. There is something which is authorized for us by our acharyas, and something which may be authorized for others by other acharyas. So we have to connect with a Vaishnava Sampradaya, and just as in other Vaishnava Sampradayas, they may not worship Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as God, which is fine. They may consider Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as a great devotee, and if they are following their acharyas and they are moving forwards, that is good. So now, is it a universal absolute fact that the practice of Sakya will lead to Sahajiyayism? Not necessarily. There are people who under guidance, if they practice the mood of Sakya, they may not go into Sahajiyayism. But in our Sampradaya, our Acharyas are focused primarily on the ultimate cultivation of Madhurya. And for the ultimate cultivation of Madhurya, Vatsalya, which is talked about in Vallabha Sampradaya, not Sakya. So for the ultimate cultivation of Madhurya, the Vatsalya Bhava and Madhurya Bhava do not very easily gel. They are substantially different bhavas. And for the cultivation of Madhurya, there is a process which is given by our Acharyas, and we follow that. And gradually, as we become purified, our Swarupa will begin manifest. So the important thing is that for making spiritual advancement, we have to follow whatever our Acharyas have given. So in general, in our Sampradaya, the Sakya is not talked about as a means of sadhana. The Vatsalya is not talked about as a means of sadhana, and that's why we don't adopt it too much. At the same time, if it is talked about in other Sampradayas, in other traditions, it is not that we have to judge them and reject them. Just as someone may practice in one way according to one's tradition, another way another's tradition. So there is a danger that in the practice of Vatsalya, one may become Sahajiyayik. And if a tradition is recommending that, then it is the responsibility of the teachers of this tradition to make sure that the Sahajiyayik influences are countered. In our Sampradaya, we follow primarily what our Acharyas have taught. And as an additional philosophical point, yes, it says that the danger of Sahajiyayism in Madhurya. Similarly, the danger of Sahajiyayism in Vatsalya. And if you see, the stress on Sahajiyayism has come when the Acharyas saw the contamination and the distortion that was happening because of Sahajiyayism. That means, if we read our writings of, say, Rupa Goswami or Jiva Goswami, we don't see so much talk about Sahajiyayism there. Because that was not the immediate danger at that time. But by the time of Vishwanatha Thakur, and especially by the time of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, a lot of Sahajiya groups had come up. And they were not only doing immoral activities, they had created a colossal misrepresentation of Gaudiya Vaishnavism in the eyes of people. And that needed to be firmly countered. So, the path of bhakti can have certain specific obstacles may come in certain circumstances. And in general, the danger of Sahajiyayism is much more danger in terms of going into immorality is much more when one is actually trying to practice or imitate Madhurya, because there one can get into licentious activities. In Vatsalya, the danger of Sahajiyayism is not so much. So, if you look at the history of the Vallabha Sampradaya also, Pushti Marg also, there have been some tendencies towards this, and there have been actions to check it also. So, the important point is we follow our Acharyas, and our Acharyas have warned us against Sahajiyayism and have not recommended Vatsalya as primarily a means of sadhana. So, at a very advanced stage in the Ragatmika, when one is trying to follow Raganuga Bhakti, if one has, by the mercy of the spiritual master, realized that one's Swarupa is in Madhurya and is therefore trying to practice according to Madhurya Rasa, at that time one may practice this. under guidance, and that is okay. But as a sadhaka who is just fighting the anarthas, both the Madhuri and the Vatsalya Bhav will be premature for us, and that's why we avoid it. Thank you.
Okay, basically my question.